During 2013 and 2014, ministers and officials from the Home Office are truly busy with travelling as they went around the world, including countries such as Portugal, Japan and New Zealand, to conduct fact-visiting trips about drugs. As a result, the Home Office produced an evidence-based report which for the first time in over 40 years has admitted that enforcing tough drugs laws doesn't necessarily reduce levels of drug use. This report was especially welcomed by the Liberal Democrats, who are calling for the criminalisation of drugs, as Nick Clegg accused Conservatives of having a totally misplaced, outdated and backward-looking view. In return, David Cameron accused Mr. Clegg of sending an incredibly dangerous message and said the drug use in the UK was falling because of existing policy. So what are your opinions here in the studio? Do you think we should decriminalise or even legalise drugs?
Well, I think broadly yes. It'd be no surprise to anyone that I do genuinely believe in the Liberal Democrats and agree with them. I mean, there is a reason I am one. I do tend to agree with them. But I think Nick Clegg's and so anyway, and crucially, of course, the evidence is right. I think for far too long, both here and in the US, it has been the war on drugs which has failed. I mean, you're never going to win a war where you're ploughing money in to try and fight it as a government, while consumers are funding the other side through the consumption. And for too long, we have seen a war on drugs. You know, all drugs are bad. I don't just go say the message that drugs are bad, you shouldn't take drugs. But the step then, when that clearly some people surprisingly fails and they don't just say no, the then step should be lock them up for long periods of time, even for minor drug offences, which often leads to them becoming more hardened criminals, don't get any rehabilitation. And crucially, we don't treat drug problems in many people as the health problems that it is and the addiction problem that it is, which is why, as I think this report starts to suggest, and as Liberal Democrats have suggested, you decriminalise, you treat it as health problems for those with any personal problems, personal possession, treat those as health problems. You still go after those who are distributing the drug dealers, but for those who are addicted, who have a health problem, you are trying to help them deal with it as a health problem. Not only does that help them stop them getting addicted, it means you're not imprisoning so many people, you reduce the drug problem generally, and you actually have an evidence-based approach that actually starts to work, as we have seen in countries such as Portugal, instead of what we've had for far too long, which is essentially anyone vaguely suggesting reform to drug policy is seen as being soft on drugs, and that's seen as the end of the argument. I think that's gone on for far too long.
I certainly second all of those opinions. I mean, conservative opinion really does, to me, and I guess most young people, feel completely out of touch. I mean, I grew up in Bristol, and I must admit there was an abundance of drugs, you know, hard and soft, and the longer sentences didn't affect the usage. You know, it never came into question of should I be a dealer, even, to even like such a significant step forward. The police just seemed irrelevant, and these sort of policies can still go for supply and go for the dealers, but when it comes to addicts and then even just kids who are just trying something new and then they get a criminal record which could affect the rest of their life, I just think it's completely insane.
I completely agree with the previous two comments and think they touch the heart of the issue. And like George was saying, I think we really in this country have such a stigma towards addicts. There was this really interesting article on BBC about an addict, and as he said, no one he knew chose to be an addict. There is deep-rooted problems when people turn towards drugs, and I think instead of stigmatizing people who turn towards drugs, let us, as Seb was saying, treat it as a health issue. Let's not completely say to them, oh, you're naughty, you're troublesome, you're going to cause a burden on the society. Because as studies have shown, and as has been already mentioned, places in Portugal, places in Netherlands, they have shown when you have dedicated people who treat the people as not victims of some massive global problem of being addicted to drugs, but actually treating them as humans, then can we only start to begin a progressive policy towards drugs. Interesting, David Cameron, when he was a young Tory, he was actually more inclined towards lenient laws towards drugs and possession. So I really do agree with the fact that the Conservatives are completely out of touch.
Well, I think I'll add a bit of spice to this. I disagree with every single point that's been made in this room so far. First and foremost, I think it's utterly fallacious, the idea that we do have a sort of hard war on drugs in this country. I think there's no such thing. I think they're very soft. If you look at the prosecutions of those who've taken cannabis, for example, or marijuana or whatever you want to call it, it's absolutely tiny the amount of people who've been prosecuted and in some form punished. The vast majority of times people just get cannabis warnings which haven't actually been passed through Parliament. They're just something that the police have come up with. This dates back all the way to the 1970s with Lord Helsham, who put pressure on the magistrates to be more lenient towards those taking cannabis. And indeed, even in 1994, John O'Connor, who was the head of the flying squad, actually said that in effect it's cannabis is not illegal. So I would completely target this idea that we have a really hard, heavy war on drugs. Now, of course, that's separate to the idea of the effect of actually having them illegal or not. It's interesting that this report has come out. Another report, equally significant, has also come out of the United States in the past few weeks from Harvard Medical School and another significant university over there, which essentially, in their view, proves the detrimental effect that cannabis and marijuana have upon individuals' mental health. And so I think that really needs to weigh into it. I think it's interesting that this report has basically been seen as the end of the debate. This is the end of the railroad. We've come up with all the evidence. If you look at Drugs Watch International, for example, if you look at the crime rates in the Netherlands and Sweden and various other places where cannabis has been allowed, they say completely otherwise.
Okay, well, let's just go back to the point about these laws aren't a force. Why are the laws there in the first place? Okay, so you get 7 years in jail for having cannabis on you, but actually you're not prosecuted. So we're in the worst of both worlds. You're treated as a criminal, but you're not punished as a criminal. But it means you're actually not treated as a patient if you are addicted. So we're in this kind of middle ground where nobody wins. And we're not talking about legalization. We're talking about decriminalization. So the supply and dealing of drugs is still completely illegal, and we will continue to cut down on that as we do now. But if you are an addict, or if you have possession of it in small amounts, then you get treated as a patient, not as a criminal.
Well, yes, I'd agree with that to some extent, George. I'm not saying completely kind of a dichotomous view to what you've come up with. I would agree that people need to be treated as ill, because obviously these things are addictive, as also this Harvard Medical School report has found. But on the other hand, Abdul said that people don't choose to get addicted, but what people do choose in the right mental capacity is to take drugs. Now, no, they absolutely do. I can see you shaking your head. No. Now, part of this is education, obviously, and another part is a mix of treating people health-wise, but also having a deterrent there so that those with a rational mind won't actually take them in the first place.
Joe, I know you're a big believer in liberty, and the fact that you just said that...
Liberty and license are very different things.
No, I know, but what you're saying is completely... Well, let's go back to your first point about the Harvard study. I mean, everybody knows. I mean, everybody with an iota of knowledge knows if you take cannabis and if you become addicted towards it, it can cause a problem towards you. Everyone knows that. But at the end of the day, people can choose. People have a fundamental choice in whether they want to take it or not. And then this other idea that you linked it with crime rates, but it's much more complicated. That it's very easy to say that, oh, this country has legalized drugs, so, oh.
Never said such a thing.
You said about the crime rates.
What I said is that it's not a black and white picture.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And the notion that's coming from this Home Office report, that it's the end of the railroad, isn't it, and that we need a further debate. My argument was not that, oh, some crime rates have increased in lots of countries, which they have, therefore end of the debate.
Yeah, but
in
that's
that regard.
Kind of what you were saying.
And is that in contrast to the conservative point of view, which is completely hardline?
I don't think anyone is actually viewing this report as the end of the road for the debate, end of the debate, as Joseph. I think what it's actually saying is actually publicly acknowledging in the kind of sphere of public policy what a lot of people have thought for a while and have said for a while, but has not been part of the mainstream debate because there's been a blanket belief and kind of accepted public opinion, well, within the sphere of politics, that you must always seem to be totally against all drugs and any softening of the stance on drugs in case you fear being accused of being soft on crime. Secondly, I think Joe's argument is quite heavily on marijuana, and I think we've gone that way. I think there's slightly two issues. I think marijuana, I think this is much about legalization in that sense, and I think that will continue to go along that way towards legalization, as we've seen in the US and several states. But I don't think you quite addressed, Joe, the issues of the harder drugs and whether decriminalizing there, because you talk about lack of enforcement in marijuana policy, but I don't think you can argue that Class A drugs, harder drugs, strongly enforced with incredibly long sentences for everyone. So I wonder if you think that surely you can't be arguing that there's a real lack of deterrence in those kind of areas in terms of the drugs policy.
No, not at all. I think, very fair, Seb. I was looking mainly at cannabis and marijuana, largely because it's featured a lot in this report alongside these other drugs. And also, I think for our generation a lot, it features as quite a hot topic, as it were. But I completely take your point, yeah.
I think at the end of the day, regardless of our opinions, let us look at the fact that 67% of the public do want a wider reform of drug laws. I mean, our drug laws stem from 1971. I mean, that's 40 years ago, and we really do need a wider debate about this. And I think, as Seb said, this is not the end of the railroad. This is going to be the start, I think, of a wider debate on drugs, which is badly needed in this country.
I'd just like to come quickly back to the deterrent point, because I just already brought up the fact that growing as a young person in Bristol or, you know, any city around the UK, that, you know, that drugs are in abundance. So the deterrent there, it may be on paper, but the actual relevance to the police is not there. So as always with these sort of things, compared to the states where locking up, is it something like a fifth of black men have been in jail in America? So, like, that's obviously the wrong idea. So obviously we need more education. And to me, the deterrent deterrent doesn't work at all, because actually, you know, these sort of people, they've come into drugs through peer pressure or by their own choice. But once they're with addiction, treating them as a criminal is just completely wrong.
Well, that's absolutely what I agree. I've said previously that we need a cocktail, if you like, of various different ideas, including treating people health-wise, because otherwise they're not going to get it off it once they're addicted.